There's some values and practices that we were taught when we were young, and that, and as we look back, we realize that these values shaped us into the adults that we are today, and we owe it to our aunts, to our uncles, to our mothers, to our fathers, and to our grandparents who were there by our side. And sometimes there are some things that we do, but there is that voice that screams at the back of our minds, and it writes in bold and says that these things are foreign to us. You're doing it on your own. And if your grandmother was to walk in right now, I'm sure you'd have a heart attack. Hi, it's Takuto Nashin. Welcome to the Baobab. Hope that you're well, you're staying safe, and above all, you're practicing self-care. Growing up in our household, my mother always said that when elders are having a conversation, it's none of your business. So you don't have to interrupt them. You don't have to say anything. You only say when you realize that people are quiet. What did this teach me as a child? It taught me that you need to be respectful to your elders. There are some conversations that do not even concern you, and it's okay like that. It also taught me to mind my own business, because sometimes adults might be having their conversation and you're busy coloring or playing with your toys. But in my mind, I didn't pay attention to anything that was happening. So now that I'm an adult, it has taught me that when people are having a conversation, you don't have to follow whatever that they are going through. Sometimes you might be in your room, but your thoughts are somewhere else. And it also helped me with gossip, because just because I know that my family members used to gossip, but I'm sure sometimes they did. But it also taught me that even if someone is talking about your aunt or your uncle, it's not your place to tell them what happened. So, yeah. But also, I'm sure back then, people do not usually gossip because they're scared that their children are going to tell someone about that. And growing up, I usually hated to eat. So most of the times, I would puke. Even up to today, it's easy. I can just force myself to throw up effortlessly. I know the trick. And I'm not going to share it with anyone. So growing up, I usually threw up when I was having food, not because I was sick, but because I didn't want to eat. So my aunts, everyone in our house would find something else to do when I was eating, because it's either I was going to force myself to throw up or I was going to start crying. And my mom came up with a trick. She used to come with a leather belt or one of the shamus from the trees. And one of my favorite was the peach one from Mutuem Peaches. If you have ever been beaten up by Shamuem Peaches, you know that it leaves some scratches on your body. So if someone beats you up last night, you only feel the pain tomorrow morning when you're taking a bath, because it gets itchy. That's when you realize that you've got some scratches. And then now when you're applying body lotion or Vaseline, it becomes so itchy, so you spend the whole day scratching and feeling uncomfortable. So my mom would either come with a leather belt or Shamuem Peaches, and she'd place it on the table, and she'll sit and watch me eat. And sometimes I was so close to throwing up, because it had if you practice something for 30 days, automatically it becomes a habit. So it had become a habit. The moment that I just have food in my mouth, the next thing, my mind knows that we want to throw up. So it's easy for us to program our minds. Because if you do something continuously, your body now knows how to cope or to react to a certain situation. So my mother would come with a stick, with Shamuem Peaches or the leather belt. And she'll tell me that it's all in your mind. And I remember looking at her and saying, no, I feel so sick. I want to throw up. But the moment that I had finished eating my food, I would never feel sick. I would go up and about, continue to play with my sister, or wanting to be naughty. So my mother came up with a plan. She'll tell me that when you're eating your porridge or eating whatever you're eating, you're going to say with me, I'm not sick. I'm not going to throw up until you're done eating the bowl of porridge or the plate of sata. So that's what I always do. When I took a morsel, I'm not sick, I'm not going to throw up. I would chew the food, I would swallow it, and I would never throw up. What did this teach me as a child? It taught me that there are some things that are all in our mind. And the moment that we entertain these thoughts, they become a habit. The moment that we practice them for a long time, they also become a habit. So it's all in our mind to control something. There's something that we can control. Like, if, for example, for me, I could control that I didn't have to throw up, because I would throw up even though I'm not sick, because my mind now knew that the moment that there's food in my mouth, it's time for us to throw up. So there are some practices that you can unlearn. There are some habits that you can unlearn. But it takes time. It calls for patience. It calls for some ideas. Like how my mom came with the idea, I'm not sick, I'm not going to throw up. There was this one time I was rude to our auntie at our house. So I told her hurtful words. I remember having a conversation with my friend over the weekend about what I did. I told her hurtful words. I was so mean. And I didn't know where it came from. I was just an 8-year-old. But I'm sure it's because of how some kids at school would say that they disrespect their family members. So in my mind, I thought that this is a good thing. It's high time I also do that. But then I was rude to the auntie at our house. So my nini, when my mother came back, my nini told my mom everything that had happened. And then I was already fast asleep, because my mom, during that time, she would come home from work around 8. So if you grew up around my time, you know that the moment that you hear the gini-gini, then use an 8 drum. It was a sign that you need to rush to your bed. So I was already fast asleep. Then my mom didn't wait for... One thing I liked and respect about my mom is that she did not wait for someone to be punished the day after. She preferred people being punished at the scene so that they remember, so that now when you wake up tomorrow and then people are asking you, you say, ah, no, you're lying at me. You need to treat something when you still have got a sharp memory of what happened. So my mom told me that go and wake Tabuzo up. Then when I woke up, my mom asked me what had happened. At first, I was scared because I knew my mom, that to say that she's going to be disciplining me using a belt or shamim peaches. Even though it was at night, my mom went to the orchard and got her shamim peaches. And when I told her whatever that had happened, my mom, I could hear my mom say, ah, what did she? Those reactions in my mind, I was going to be in so much trouble. And with my mom punished me, not because she was angry at me, but I believe that as a parent, there's some things that you need to do when your child is young so that they know that what I did was wrong. I don't need to do it in the future. You don't have to entertain. I said, no, let's wait for it. My mom set me down. She asked the side of the story. Then I told her everything. Then I got my punishment. But now that I'm an adult, I realize that from that day that I was punished because I had to do the dishes for the whole week. And then also I got the discipline of Charmian Peaches. The Charmian Peaches and I were like best friends growing up because I was very naughty. But now as I look back, I realize that ever since that day that I was disciplined by Charmian Peaches and got punished to wash the dishes at night after school for the whole week, I've never been rude to anyone. That I was 8 years old. And I've still got a sharp memory of what happened. But it's not because of the trauma or what people would say. But it's because of how my mother set me down. She told me that I don't have to be rude. I didn't have to be rude to anyone. Not because she was someone who came to assist us with the house chores. I need to be respectful to anyone regardless of who they were. So ever since that day, I've tried by all means never to be rude to anyone. I treated people with respect, regardless of their professions, regardless of their age, regardless of their qualifications. Because in the traditional proverb, even that says, "Chakatanga ndo chakachinjwa." Ever since I was 8, I have been a good girl. But now that I'm an adult, I realize that there are some people who are not respectful. There are some children who are growing up in homes where people tolerate them being rude. If a child was maybe 6 or 7, is rude to someone who's in their 30s, their parents would just laugh. People would just say, ah, I'm rude again. And sometimes I wonder if parents entertain someone who's rude at that young age, What will become of them when they are 20, when they are 16, or even they are 30? Those are the kids that you'll be scared to even talk to. The three magic words, sorry, please, and thank you. I'm sure there are some people who don't even know how to say those words. There are people who have got a habit of demanding. There are people who have a habit of not even apologizing. And there are people who have got that itchy feeling that they feel like they are going to choke when they have to appreciate the good that people have done. It's not your right to get whatever that you want. You need to say please. You need to be grateful. And you don't have to answer back, because people now have got some children have got a habit of when someone is telling them, they find it good, right for them to answer back. But we shouldn't do that. And we all want to raise our children right. We want to heal from our childhood traumas. We want our children to have the best childhood memories. But also, we want to spend time with them. But in everything that's happening, I hope that when you're raising your children, they don't look back and say, my mom was too soft. My mom broke me in a way that you thought you were giving them love. But now they realize that they are rude. They realize that there are some people in society who do not have much, but they are respectful. There's something that money cannot buy. Even though you don't have money, your child should be respectful. Even though you should not have money, you treat people with respect. You should be grateful for what you have. You should learn to say sorry, please, and thank you. The list would go on and on and on and on. What am I looking forward to this week? I'm looking forward to finding joy. I'm looking forward to giving myself that extra push that I always need. I'm also looking forward to God answering my prayers. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you've got a million reasons that will keep you smiling. Always remember to inhale positive energy and exhale negative energy.